Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. How you doing, Ant?
I'm pretty good. How about you, Sandy?
I'm doing pretty good. Welcome. Yeah. Welcome back.
Welcome back. I'm back from Wally World. I was there for 8 days.
How was your trip?
Actually, great. The weather was great every day. I got to carry a gun everywhere I went. The four of us got to carry guns. We flew home today, uneventful, very nice. You know, it's funny. We say it over and over again, but I called the number, Vista Parking. Van pulled me up right at Terminal A, picked all nine of us up, threw us everything in the two vans, brought us right to my car. My car was sitting right out front, running, all nice, safe, and secure, and paid small fee, cheaper than long-term parking at the airport, and off I went. So VistaParking.com, guys and girls, check them out. Tom is a pro-gun guy and helping us out.
Vista Parking's really great. I love it. I use it every single time I fly, too.
Yeah, it was flawless going and coming. So, of course, I'm pissed off today. I'm pissed off about a lot of things, so this is going to be a pretty interesting show.
Okay, so tell us why you're mad.
Well, first of all, now we know that Holder is in cahoots. If anybody who's been following us with this Fast and Furious for the past 17 weeks, Grassley and Daryl Issa, they ramped up their criticism of Attorney General Holder. And believe it or not, mainstream media is now reporting this, Sandy.
Isn't
CBS,
it amazing?
MSNBC, they're all reporting this Fast and Furious case that we broke in the New York metropolitan area 18 weeks ago.
It's about time, right?
You know, today, a congressman from Idaho, Raul Labrador, he's a Republican, he called for Eric Holder to resign.
Boy, that's a unique perspective. Haven't we been calling for Holder to resign for, 18 weeks now?
Yep. Yes, we've been calling for Holder to resign for 18 weeks. Labrador asked him to resign, and today, CBS News reported they asked some White House staff some questions, and they snapped right back at the news reporters, getting very, very defensive because of everything that's going on. So Holder is definitely in a fire. Obama definitely knows about this. And of course, what is Holder trying to do today in a press conference? We need stricter gun control.
This was the program that they used so they could import stricter gun control. And now that it's even gone awry, they've got the stones to still come back and want stricter gun control.
I love the fact that mainstream media has finally picked this up. But what I don't understand, guys, girls that are listening, why aren't the rest of the American citizens pissed off like we are about this?
They're watching Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I'm not supposed to say that anymore. I get in trouble all the time. How about, what are you guys thinking about Occupy Wall Street, Sandy? How do you like this?
Well, you know, we talked about that a week ago and 2 weeks ago. This is what we've been warning everybody about. There is a movement right now. It started in Europe that's hit the United States to overturn everything that is sacred in the United States.
You know, I've been on OccupyWallStreet.org, and they say the American dream has been stolen from the world. Workers are told that they aren't allowed health care, shelter, or food. Students are told that they aren't allowed jobs and that they will be in debt for the rest of their lives, unable to declare bankruptcy. The 1% has destroyed this nation and its values through their greed. The 1% has stolen this world, and they will not allow this to occur. This is their whole tack, that the 1% earners who pay 47% of all the taxes anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, half the country doesn't pay any income taxes. It's all their fault. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to go to Wall Street and use a water cannon. You think the fire department would let me use the water cannon? I'd like to hit them all with the water cannon.
I don't even think you need the water cannon. All we have to do is get every one of those Wall Street firms and every one of those big nasty corporations to simultaneously walk out of the door with a giant sign that says, "Help wanted, apply here." They'll scatter like cockroaches.
You know, today, Nancy Pelosi said that they were patriots and doing a great thing for their country. But yet a year ago, she referred to Tea Party people as AstroTurf. On Friday, a reporter from CBS went to Occupy District of Columbia, and everybody carrying the signs did not speak English, Sandy, and they did not know what the signs read. Now, she asked them what the sign said. They said, "No hablo inglés. La jefe está aquí. The boss is over there." She went over to the boss, who admitted that some of them were paid to be there and some weren't. And she did a little background investigation. And he is from a housing rent control organization that has roots with Acorn.
Wow. Acorn pops again, huh?
So you were paying illegal aliens to hold picket signs to rile up the American public. If this doesn't have George Soros written all over it, I don't know what does.
It all ties back to Soros. Just follow the money. Soros is looking to overturn the United States currency like he's done in many, many other countries because that's how he makes his money.
He killed the UK and he has supporters here, and we should all be scared.
Well, you know, the whole modus operandi here is what's been going on in Europe. They have revolted, rioted in the streets. What you saw in Britain is coming to a neighborhood near you.
That's, yes, it is.
You know, that's a perfect reason that we've been screaming about get prepared. We'll be right back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Lipstick Bodyguard is available at all Gun for Hire locations and events. In New Jersey at South Jersey Shooting Club, 840 Piney Hollow Road in Winslow. In Tom's River at Just for Nurses Boutique, 47 Route 37 East between Main Street and Hooper Avenue. Or just follow the brand new link at the Gun for Hire Radio website at gunforhireradio.com. And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners.
We were talking about George Soros and preparing to destroy the United States of America like he did the UK and many other countries, including a few Eastern Bloc countries. We're also dealing, they're definitely the SEIU, Service Unions in Service. What is it, SEIU, Sandy? Hook me up here.
Service,
I'm having a brain cramp.
The Service Employees Union.
International Union, correct. Yes. They're trying to unionize the JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark Airport.
Well, you know, SEIU is behind all this Occupy Wall Street, Occupy DC, Occupy
With Soros-backed money. Yes, these are the ones. What did the president of the SEI union say? What was his quote about taking it to the streets?
Yeah, that's exactly what he was. You know, it's kind of interesting. I'm on every email list, especially from that particular side. And I got one the other night pleading for donations. We're winning, they're saying, but we need $20 to help buy sleeping bags.
Yeah, they bought all these people on Occupy Wall Street all have sleeping bags. They were given donations to buy sleeping bags.
Yeah,
backed by big money people. And it's not going to go away. This Occupy Wall Street is going to continue to grow. It's going to be another thing that we have to be careful and vigilant about because it could create a flashpoint. I mean, look what's going on in New Jersey, in East Brunswick, New Jersey. We have these protests going on over this, you know, ship bag that was killed.
Yeah, exactly. And, that's,
and it's getting more and more violent.
Absolutely, it's getting violent. And this is what happened back in 1968. Half of the listeners who are listening to us right now probably don't even remember 1968. We hardly do. And but that's exactly what happened when New Jersey burned.
Correct. We don't need much for this to happen.
No.
Look what happened in Atlantic City now. The mayor of Atlantic City on Wednesday of last week told the police department not to patrol the casino parking garages anymore because he didn't want to be liable for any of the crimes that occur there. The security forces should take care of it.
Well, you know, we've talked about this off air a number of times about the reclassifying of crime just to make the violent crime rates seem like they're lower. That's
many towns classify home invasions as break-ins.
Yeah, and they're violent home invasions where they're kicking the doors in. What's the term for it? Hot home invasion?
Hot home invasion, yes.
And now they're classifying it as burglaries just to, because a burglary then is reported as a nonviolent crime and it lowers the statistics, right?
Correct.
Well, I see that happening. That's exactly what's going on in Atlantic City. I mean, most of the crime that happens inside those parking garages.
But this kid was killed 2 weeks ago in a carjacking, and the mayor's response is to stop patrolling the parking lots of the casinos. So what happened was Atlantic County Prosecutor Ted Housel overruled the mayor of Atlantic City, but the police chief has the final say on whether his men get to patrol the parking lots or not.
You mean the police chief who is employed at the pleasure of the mayor?
Correct.
I wonder how that's going to go.
Don't go to Atlantic City, ladies and gentlemen. If you do, stay out of the parking lots.
Well, you know, I think it's getting pretty bad out there, Ant. I mean, based on what all the scuttlebutt is from your staff and a lot of friends I have in law enforcement, and especially now with the threat against the New York Stock Exchange. It is a very credible threat, according to three or four sources that I have, that the same group, the 99%, is promising to attack the New York Stock Exchange and shut it down.
You know, these 99%, they do not represent me.
No, they don't represent me either, so I wonder who they represent.
And they represent George Soros and other deep-pocketed billionaires that want our system to crumble so they can come in and take the spoils.
Wait a minute. George Soros, billionaire. But I guess Soros gets a pass, huh?
I can't stand George Soros or Nancy Pelosi.
So what else is going on?
Let's start talking about New Jersey election mobilization. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we need to get people mobilized. We've got something up on the website this week.
We have the NRA Political Victory Fund listing of all of our political people. We have the ANJRPC report card that everyone can reference to. And the person I want to go after first is Fred Flip-Flop Madden.
Fred Flip-Flop Madden, the guy who is responsible for the one gun a month.
Jose will have links to Madden's website on our site. Fred Madden's number, ladies and gentlemen, is 856-232-6700. Let me repeat that. 856-232-6700. And tell him Gun for Hire Radio sent you. And we will remember in November. And ask him if he'd like to come on to the show, because I left two calls with his staff and did not get a call back yet. 856-232-6700. Tell him Gun for Hire sent you, and we want to know why he voted for Gun a Month in New Jersey.
We the people, you and I.
The Can-Am Roadster is like nothing else on the road. This stunningly styled vehicle has a unique three-wheel stance, two wheels in front and one in back, that delivers a combination of freedom and peace of mind that you've just got to experience to believe. And now you can. Test ride the latest Spyder RS or Spyder RT at Motorcycle Mall, 165 Washington Avenue, Belleville, this coming Saturday. After you ride, you'll receive a voucher for $500 in riding gear and accessories when you purchase a Roadster. So stop by Motorcycle Mall this coming Saturday to experience the Can-Am Roadster. It's riding reinvented. Find out more at MotorcycleMall.com.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
While we're talking about Knappen, final call. Next Saturday, October 15th, the Grand Centurion in Clark, New Jersey, is the ANJRPC annual banquet and association meeting. Gun for Hire Radio will be taping there. Evan Knappen will be the guest speaker on how to make yourself bulletproof against New Jersey's gun laws.
Nice.
Our president, Scott Bach, will be there answering questions. Other attorneys will be answering questions. They will also be offering discounts on ANJRPC associate and range memberships. Again, we'll be there. The Gun for Hire staff will be there. Gun for Hire radio staff will be there. A lot of lawyers. No, not really politicians. Scott Bach is trying to line a few politicians up for us to interview that night. None of them that we can flay or roast over an open fire, unfortunately.
Oh, that's too bad.
But we're working on that. So, ladies and gentlemen, October 15th in Clark, it's a Saturday night, $50 a person. ANJRPC.org is the website. You can go on for more information. It would really be great to see you all there in attendance, and we could kick some ass and make some noise.
Yeah, it's going to be a good night. It was a great dinner last year. It should be a great dinner this year, especially with all the lawyers there. I mean, if you come just for no other reason other than to ask questions of Knappen and the other lawyers.
Well, Knappen is quite entertaining.
Yes,
he is going to talk about how to bulletproof yourself, you know, for New Jersey gun laws. And I want to hear it from him firsthand, and we'll probably videotape it and everything. So it's going to be a great night.
Absolutely. And $50, you get dinner, and try to get a lawyer consult for under $50 and see what happens.
It's not happening. I'd like to talk a little bit about safety now. Are you up for that?
Yeah, sure.
Spending a week on vacation with my wife and Matt and his wife and 5 children, you know, really gets me thinking. We've talked travel security before, but let's talk about women and children. For most of us, women and children are definitely a liability because we have to watch out for both of them. Most of our listeners are male. Female listeners, I've been getting some more responses from, and the female listeners tend to be of our mindset, so they're always wary and aware of what's going on. But most women aren't, and children aren't by nature.
Yes, children are by nature a liability. You have to protect them. It's our job, right?
Correct. And there's so many things that we're in a hotel room and someone knocks on the door to deliver towels and the 6-year-old just opens the door.
Yeah.
And I had to teach him and I had to, you know, lecture him on safety for that. It's parents' jobs to understand that. Like, how many parents don't have a code word? Okay. And a code word is, now I know Matt's kids trust me. I could go up to one of them and say, your mom and dad were in a serious accident. Come with me. We have to go to police department.
Oh, yeah. They would come right with you.
The first thing his son Dylan should say to me is, what's the password? If I don't know the password, he's supposed to have a cop come. Same thing, opening a door or answering a door for a stranger is a no-no. When you're out walking, it's very easy. We were in Disney's downtown village walking around. It's very easy to get separated from children. Put something on them. Put them. Make them wear the same shirts. Have them put a light stick around their neck so you can see them.
Oh, that's a good idea. I never thought about that with a light stick.
I prefer a leash, but my wife won't let me. Yeah. You know, a real leash around the neck, not these kiddie ones that go on the wrist. You know, being that Gun for Hire is banned in all the Disney properties, I took numerous pictures of me wearing Gun for Hire shirts all around the parks.
Were you able to get into the park with a gun?
I had my shirt inside out through security.
I love it.
And then I put it right side out, and I wore it around the park.
Oh, very
a lot
nice.
Of people are asking me every time I fly if I bring my tool belt. And no, I haven't worn a tool belt yet.
That's pretty good. I'm waiting for that.
Correct. But getting back to kids and women as a liability when you're traveling, you know, you have to watch your bags. You have to watch your family. You have to watch your money. While you're at a ticket counter having a transaction, your kids are running around. Someone can hurt them. Someone can abduct them. There's many things. You have to be in a super heightened state of awareness. That's why for most of us alpha males, when we come home from vacation, we need a vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're by the pool with the kids, you have to stay on the ball 100% of the time.
How did you handle that at the pool? Did someone bring a gun with them?
Well, I had a gun in a fanny pack, which is quite effective, and it was right on the table. And whenever I went into the pool or something, I put it around the leg of the table.
Oh, and you kept your eye on it from that point.
Well, we always took turns because I like to watch the kids anyway. My wife would be in the pool, or I'd be on a chair, or Matt or his wife would be at the table, and we'd go into the pool. There was really never a time when all nine of us were in the pool together. Again, there's concessions to be made to live a safe and secure life.
Yeah, like we've talked about before, it's an armed lifestyle. Is a lifestyle. You have to make a lot of concessions. You have to make a lot of changes in your dress, your behavior. Carrying a gun is not a comfortable thing.
Correct. I like to have a drink every once in a while. Every night that we went out to dinner, they tried to push cocktails on us, of course, because it pumps up the bill.
Oh, sure.
And every night I said no. First of all, I was driving. I was the driver. We rented a van. Second of all, I have a gun on me. The last thing I need to do is get involved in a shooting and have alcohol in my system.
Absolutely.
So these are choices that I made. Now, I could have left the gun locked in the safe when we went out to Pizzeria Uno or something, and I could have had a Jack Daniels on the rocks or whatever, you know, and still driven 2 hours later because I'm a big bear. I can handle it. But I made a choice. I don't drink and drive. I made a choice. I don't drink when I carry a gun. I made a choice that when I go on vacation, I have to be vigilant. I have to make sure I'm the last one to go to bed at night so that the two doors from our timeshare unit were double locked because I'm that's the type of person I am. You have to be that way. All of us have seen parents poolside or at a resort with their head in their ass, have we not?
Absolutely.
And you look at him and you go, oh my God, is she just so exposed and so ready for slaughter right now? You know, are he too, also people walking into you, looking at attractions when the parades start or whatever. You have to bring your kids up the right way. You can't scare them, but you have to scare them. If you can understand what I'm saying, depending on the level of the maturity of the kid, once the child is mature enough to run away from you, you know, and get lost, they're old enough to learn what the ramifications are. Matt played a trick on his son. He told his son to stick close. His son pulled a right and started looking at something. So Matt ran and hid.
Wow.
And then his son looked around for his father and freaked out because he couldn't find him. But Matt was watching him the whole time. And that's a good lesson. So then he grabbed him and he said, Dylan, that's why you have to pay attention and you have to stick close to daddy because it takes 1 second to get lost and separated.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't take long. Most kidnappings happen in a matter of seconds, right?
Correct. Seconds.
Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about child safety, no?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be right back.
With over 25 years' expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. And you can reach us at talkback@gunforhireradio.com.
You know, listening to the Bullet Hole commercial, ladies and gentlemen, when you bring your children, your grandchildren, your brothers and sisters to the range, you don't let them run around wild, right?
That's right.
So the same rules apply when you're on a vacation or you're out on the street or you're at a parade with your children. Should be the same thing. You should always be vigilant and aware of what's going on. You shouldn't be consuming alcohol. You shouldn't be preoccupied with the sights. As a parent, it's your job, unfortunately, not to have as much fun as when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
We never get to have fun.
I know it sucks, but it's true. You have to be vigilant. You have to keep an eye on the kids. You have to teach your kids properly. Like I said, we raised our kids with passwords. We raised our kids not to talk to strangers, not to give directions to strangers. If a car pulls up alongside your child, we teach the child to walk fast in the opposite direction that the car is going, because it's very hard for the car to make a U-turn right away. Just one little more safety tip. Children shouldn't take candy. You know, big ploys are, you know, pedophiles and child molesters, they'll actually have a real puppy. They'll lure a kid with a puppy, or they'll say, can you help me find my puppy? They'll play on their weaknesses, and you have to teach your kids this. You know, the NRA has a refuse to be a victim class that we teach. It's more for adults, but there are certain things you can steal from that. There is a module on for children. We offer it at the school all the time. We have one coming up in November. But parents should take it and learn how to educate their children.
Yeah, that's very true. And that refuse to be a victim class is an excellent class. It's very well put together.
Yeah, the NRA has been doing it since 1993. So we had some good examples of, you know, I was pointing out to Matt and his wife what not to do and what to do. And I ended up worrying them a little bit. They were like, you're ruining our vacation because all you ever do is worry about this and you're always carrying a knife. And I'm like, but that's the way it has to be.
Yeah, especially now. That's right. It's the way it has to be. You can't really walk around with your head up your behind.
No, the world is a scary place today.
Yes, it is.
And I just want to see all of our listeners and their friends' listeners feel the same way. Hotel rooms, again, as soon as we walked into our hotel room, I lock and double lock the door behind me.
Well, you talk about that a lot. And you talk about the fact that most of the crime that happens inside a hotel happens from the hotel staff.
Because the security has the keys to get into your room. They have the knowledge. They can see if you're wearing a fancy watch or a fancy necklace. And then they'll see you go out to dinner that night without it on. So they'll go break into your room and steal it.
And they know the 000 code to open the safe.
I tried it at the Sheridan property, and that didn't work. Bummer, right?
Yeah, bummer. But it has to be something, though, right? It has to be some sort of same.
Yeah,
same
I tried
sort of code.
All the four digits. Like I tried 1, 2, 3, 4, all ones, all twos, all threes, all the way up to 40s, and it didn't work.
Did you try 40s backwards?
No, that only works in Canada.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because they're backwards. So the kids had a very good time. We taught them some really good lessons on safety and security. Now, again, we had 16-month-old. He was hard to teach anything because anything I handed him, he just threw at me. But the 5-year-old, the 6-year-old, the 13-year-old, and the 16-year-old, which was a big spread of ages, you know, they were very receptive to all the training we gave them and talking to them about paying attention and not getting separated and knowing where their whereabouts are all the time. I see kids just get up and walk away from the table and go into the restroom poolside. And then 5 minutes later, parent look over a book and go, "Where's Joey? Where did Joey go?" And then you see that shocked look on their face. And there, but for the grace of God, 2 minutes later, their son emerges from the bathroom. Yeah. I'd like to get up and go slap the parent right in the face.
Yeah, exactly. I know it. You see it happen all the time.
It's incredible. You see kids in a pool swimming unsupervised. Like, where are your parents? And a lot of crime occurs on vacations. And when you have kids, you have a higher propensity to be a victim of a crime. Again, a lot of times out of embarrassment, someone will be robbed in a parking lot at gunpoint or knife point, and they won't report it while they're on vacation.
Or because of the inconvenience of having to come back.
Correct. Oh, honey, he only stole our camera and $130. Vacation's over tomorrow. If I sign a complaint, I'll have to come back to Orlando for the court case and be a witness. And he might be a gangbanger, because that's another problem in this country. Everybody's too afraid to take a stand.
Yeah, that's very true.
And we let the criminals walk all over us.
Well, and the criminals, that's their edge, right? They talk about terrorism. That's exactly what terrorism is.
They prey on our fears.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But I won't take that shit, and I know our listeners don't take that shit. That's why they listen to us. And I'd like to take a moment to thank again all of our listeners, because our listeners are the best. We continue to grow. We are the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, and I can't thank you all enough. And to all our listeners, please, please let our sponsors know how you feel. Paul Nolan at Physical Graffiti does great ink work, and the Bullet Hole, and Milcom, and Vista Parking, and now we have the Motorcycle Mall with us, and I know I'm forgetting 3 or 4 sponsors. Ron from Freedom Energy. I mean, if it wasn't for these guys, we wouldn't be able to do what we do.
Absolutely right. They're the ones that keep the show going.
And it's just a great thing. And they chime in. I get emails and phone calls from all of our sponsors on a weekly basis that they're amazed at how many emails and orders they're getting because of their sponsorship and our show. And I really think that is great.
And that's a testament to our listeners, too. I mean, we're all really one giant family, and we're just trying to get the word out to everybody. You know, if you guys could go out and each one of you reach out and touch somebody and get them listening to the show, too, the more listeners we have and the more people we have banded together of like mind, the better we're going to be prepared when it does hit the fan.
I just got a talk back from someone in Oregon who listens to our show, wants to know if we have anybody in Oregon that teaches there. And even though he doesn't live in New Jersey, he likes listening to the show. It gets him all riled up. And he just joined the NRA because of us.
Well, you know, I've got a lot of emails, too, from people in Florida and people in Texas who listen to the show. Even there's even one from a guy in Venezuela.
That's good. Can they own guns in Venezuela? Probably not.
No, they can't. But I told him to ask Hugo Chavez to listen to the show, too. I think he'd get a kick out of it.
I love it.
So what kind of talkbacks do you have?
Okay, my first talkback is from Maritza in Westchester County. She says, because we're on this topic with children, when she comes out of the food store, she has 3 kids. How can she safely handle the situation? And think about how vulnerable she is, Sandy, a female with 3 children in tow, and she comes out with a shopping carriage full of food, and she goes to her minivan, okay, right, her Toyota Sienna. How does she safely handle the situation there?
Well, you can let us know right after we come back from the next break.
You got it. Let everybody think about some answers and let me know if I'm on topic or not with an email.
Anthony and I just want to say thanks to three new sponsors who had the stones to step up and make this crazy show possible. So welcome to Milcom, the world leader in engineering and manufacturing of extreme performance lubricants for military, law enforcement, and the serious shooter, and makers of the only NRA-endorsed gun care system. They're also based right here in New Jersey. For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. And because we did some bone cracking of our own, for a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. But this offer is only good for our Gun for Hire Radio family, so you gotta mention Gun for Hire Radio when you're ordering to get this special price. And this special introductory offer is good only while supplies last, so you snooze and you lose. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 866-NRA-GUN-1. That's 866-NRA-GUN and the number 1. If the lines are busy, please keep trying. You don't want to miss out on this offer. You can find out more at nragguncare.com. We also want to welcome a very good friend of Gun for Hire Radio, Mr. Ron Sousa of Freedom Energy. Freedom Energy is a leader in commercial solar energy. Ron says not only does solar make good economical and environmental sense, since a special government rebate now lets you pay for your initial investment in less than 5 years, which means you not only can get off the grid and make your own free energy, but you can actually put cash in your pocket at the same time. Self-sustaining solar also makes patriotic sense, since our nation's enemies are also our energy masters. Every time you flip on a switch, Ron says you're buying an IED or AK for a jihadi terrorist. If you own a commercial building, you could be tightening the noose around the necks of our enemies while at the same time enjoying the benefit of free electric. Doesn't get any better than that. But you really gotta act fast. The government rebate giveaway ends forever on midnight, December 31st. And even if you don't have cash in the bank, Ron has financing available. He's even got a group of investors who will foot the entire bill, then pay you cash to rent your roof and give you access to electric at half of what you're paying now. Plus, if the power goes down for any reason, you'll still be up and running. It's a no-brainer, but you gotta act quickly because time's running out. And when this free government money program ends, it ends for good. Building owners, call Ron Sousa directly today at 973-265-2900 and ask him about the special deal exclusively for Gun for Hire listeners. And another special welcome goes out to an amazing tattoo artist, Mr. Paul Nolan, owner of Physical Graffiti in Linden, New Jersey. Paul's the guy that other tattoo artists come to learn from, and he's also Anthony's personal tattoo artist. Physical Graffiti is New Jersey's highest-rated tattoo and body piercing studio. They've got the largest selection of tattoo designs and body jewelry anywhere. They carry it all, from pure 316 LVM surgical implant-grade stainless steel to 14-karat white and yellow gold. And if you're really looking for something to make a statement, they've even got platinum and diamonds. Paul's tattoos are amazing, unlike anything you could ever imagine. And his artists are handpicked by him and are proficient in all styles, from traditional to new school, Japanese, tribal, and even portraits. There's nothing they don't do. Looking for something totally different? Paul says their black and gray tattoos really kick ass. And if blow your mind color is your thing, Paul's trademark technique guarantees to lay in color so solid and vibrant it'll make your eyes bleed. Physical Graffiti is no newcomer. It's been, as Paul puts it, kicking ass for damn near 20 years. Check them out on the web at physicalgraffiti.net or just swing by in person. They're located at 275 West St. George's Avenue in Linden, New Jersey. Call them today for directions at 908-925-5288. Physical Graffiti, when you want to treat yourself to the very best. And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. And we were talking about Maritza from Westchester County and her coming out of the parking lot.
So she comes out of her food store, Sandy. She's got her key to her car in her hand. She's got one kid in a carriage, two kids in tow. She has to walk, head erect, eyes moving back and forth. As she's walking to her vehicle, unlock the back door, not expose her back too long. She has to be aware of her surroundings. Check her flank 360 degrees constantly. Put the food in the van, close the door. Open the side door, put the small kid in the baby seat, still keeping an eye on what she's doing, get the other kids in, and then as soon as she gets in the van, she should lock the door to the van, okay? That's not a guarantee that nothing's going to happen.
Now, how about going up toward the van? Isn't there a big issue with people hiding around the van? You know, a minivan, you can hide on the side of or underneath, that sort of thing.
Correct. You have to be very careful, walk around the van as you're approaching it. You have to make sure no one's under the van.
Yeah, and that's a big issue too, especially with kids, because you know you've got two kids in tow and a carriage and food and all the other stuff.
It's a very dangerous situation, believe me, and you have to be aware. You can't have your head in your ass when you're coming into an environment like that. How many times have you walked through a parking lot where you see a woman with the baby in the carriage with her back totally exposed, talking on a cell phone and loading the groceries into the back of the vehicle?
Oh, every single day.
And totally unaware of her surroundings.
Yes, exactly. And usually has the cell phone in one hand and the kids running all over the place and she's trying to keep a watch of the kids. She's got her back completely exposed and doesn't even bother turning around.
And that's why you have to be aware. You have to be aware. You have to watch what's going on. When you approach your car, you have to make sure the area is clear. It's not an easy situation, but you have to do it. So another talk back, I have a Liz from Bronxville, New York. I don't even know where Bronxville is, by the way.
It's right up
there.
She
said she takes mass transit every day from Bronxville into Manhattan, and she asked for some safety tips. Well, Liz, my first tip is stay the hell out of Manhattan. My second tip is stay the hell off mass transit. But on a serious note, since we can't avoid this because we have to work for a living and we have to pay our bills and raise our family, mass transit, I mean, it's kind of a general statement that she says. She didn't say bus, train, subway. It's all the same. Any type of mass transit, this is a perfect opportunity where you should be carrying the lipstick bodyguard, Sandy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, perfect opportunity since in New Jersey and New York, we can't carry stun guns. As a female, Liz, obviously Liz is a female, I hope, you should be always aware of your surroundings. You should always try to put your back up against a wall so someone can't sneak up around you or put you in a chokehold or grab your hair. You should always travel in pairs or pretend you're traveling in pairs if possible. And what that means is if there's another woman traveling or another gentleman traveling, keep close enough that you'll look like you're together except to that person.
Okay.
You know, you don't can't glue yourself to someone, but stay close enough so that person, anybody, a third party looking would think that you might be together. Have your mace, your lipstick bodyguard in your hand ready to deploy. Have your cell phone in your other hand ready to deploy if you have to. You know, try not to carry too many bags. I know this sounds horrible, but try to keep away from expensive jewelry. Try to keep away from expensive handbags. I hate to live this way. I don't live this way because I carry a gun. But as a female using mass transit, better to not look like lunch.
Yeah, especially now with gold approaching $2,000 an ounce.
Correct. We've discussed this before. It's just a matter of time where the shitbags realize, oh my God, that woman is wearing $4,000 worth of jewelry.
Yeah.
And I will kill her for it, which they'll kill you for $10. So mass transit, you have to be careful. If you're working late and it's dark, you have to be careful. If you take a subway in New York, stay close to where you go through the turnstiles until your car pulls up and then proceed in so you're not in a dark or shadowy area. Trust no one. Be careful of people sitting next to you. You know, what you need to do is Liz, is you have to have commuter clothes, you know, where you use a sneaker or something and you have a bag that has your dress shoes in it and your fancy jewelry or whatever. So you're not commuting back and forth with it all the time. You want to just look unassuming and try to blend in as much as possible, but make eye contact with people. Walk with the head erect and the shoulders back and the chest out, you know, and make eye contact momentarily with everyone just so that you do not look like prey, and hopefully you'll get passed over.
You know, that's something that is very common about us New Yorkers, is the fact that, you know, we tend to behave a little bit differently. Have you ever noticed that when you're traveling out of state, people kind of, we seem very, very aggressive.
I just shoulder everybody and knock their drinks right out of their hand when I'm walking past them.
I do too.
It's true, though. We're much ruder, you know, and in a good way and in a bad way. We are not like country bumpkins, people from the New York metropolitan area. We walk determined and with a purpose and make eye contact. I mean, for me, spending a week in Wally World with five kids, I need another week's vacation.
Yeah, it's true, because you're constantly living in that state of heightened alert.
Correct. It's not easy for me.
No.
But Liz, you have to be vigilant, Liz. I feel for you taking mass transit in the New York metropolitan area. It's not an easy thing to do, but you have to be alert. You have to be aware. What else you want to talk about, Sandy? I'm ready for a nap.
You can't take a nap now. We have more talkbacks to get to.
Oh, okay. I have another talkback from Mr. Ruggiero. Mr. Ruggiero questioned the legality of hollow point bullets, and he thanked Gun for Hire Radio for doing what we do. And I just want to reiterate that hollow point bullets are legal in the state of New Jersey. They are only illegal in the act or commission of a crime.
That is the biggest fallacy around, that hollow point bullets are illegal in New Jersey, that they're only legal at the range or something like that,
no,
right?
2C39:F says that you can buy them, bring them to the range, shoot them, target practice with them, possess them. But right, they're only illegal in the act of commission of a crime.
Or for our police departments to carry.
Active police officers can carry them. In New Jersey, retired police officers are still not allowed to carry them.
How sad is that?
They're not mature enough.
Yeah. And considering that they're safer than hardball ammo in the crowded environs of the most populated state in the country.
Less overpenetration, less ricochets with a hollow point, but our attorney general is ignorant, so we're not allowed to use them.
Maybe we should let her know.
She's too dumb to know.
We'll be right back.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. And we're still doing talkbacks, eh?
Well, we just finished a talkback from John Ruggiero about hollow point bullets, so I want to reiterate one more time that they are legal. They are only illegal in the act or commission of a crime. And while we're talking about that, I guess I could segue. I have some great classes coming up at the Gun for Hire Academy and Gun for Hire headquarters, Sandy. Would you like to hear a few of them?
Yeah, what do you got?
On October 23rd, we have the Atienza family coming to do a knife class.
Oh, they're great. I love them.
And they're only around like once every couple of months. I managed to bag them. So they'll be here on October 23rd doing a knife class. If anybody's interested, we have a few slots left. And then this other class, this seminar we're having on Islamic jihadist and militancy, is almost sold out.
Wow.
And that's on October 29th. And then if you haven't had enough of the Kali brothers, and this would be great for Liz with her commute from Bronxville, New York to Manhattan, on November 20th, we're having another defensive pen class.
Yeah, let me tell you, that is an amazing class. What do they say? You can use a pen to get a gun, right?
If you have a pen, you can get a gun, you can get a knife, you can get another weapon with the pen. And you know, it's funny, my wife, myself, and my 16-year-old stepson, all three of us took the pen class, and all three of us flew with our Smith & Wesson tactical pens this week that we were on vacation.
Nice. You know, it's really funny because I can't get my wife really to do anything, but she took that pen class, and I know that she carries her pen all the time with her, and she carries a number of pens with her, which is actually amazing me.
Isn't that great? Could you imagine your petite little wife kicking two ship bags asses in a parking lot with a pen, one stuck through the roof of his mouth and the other one stuck in his eye or something? Would that be great or what? Gun for Hire is also offering non-resident CCWs all over the state of New Jersey. Gun for Hire South in Winslow. Now we're doing them in Flemington at Cheeseburger in Flemington.
That's
pretty
cool.
We're doing them on weekends where lunch is included. We're doing the Utah non-resident CCW. And if you want one, you need to get one now for Florida or Utah, because it will just make it stronger with H.R. 218. It will make it stronger with H.R. 822. When that bill becomes a law, they might add a provision in for non-resident CCW permit holders. So if you want to get a non-resident permit, Gun for Hire will take care of you. Also, coming soon, the NRA defensive pistol class. NRA just added a new class, and only 6 training counselors in the world are allowed to teach this class, and I'm one of them.
Nice.
So it's defensive pistol. I already have a class scheduled for October, but that was by invitation only. Starting November, it will be open for the general population on a pre-approval basis from NRA headquarters and myself. Also, Gun for Hire is going to start offering a pocket pistol class, because we see more and more students carrying little 380s and 32s and pocket 9mm. So we're going to use simunition training to teach you how to draw safely from your pocket in a self-defense situation.
What a great idea.
Yep, and the next class that I have rolling out is by my weapons and tactics instructor, Joe Senti. It's going to be a basic urban class in shotgun, for shotgun defense. It's not going to be like our urban shotgun class where there's moving and shooting. It's going to be a basic urban class that you and the wife could take to learn ammo selection, firearm selection, and you know how to defend yourself with a shotgun in your home.
But that's going to be just for the home, not like shooting skeet, that type
no
of
skeet,
thing.
No skeet, no trap. This is for shooting ship bags.
Now, tell me, what is the defensive pistol class all about? What can we expect when it goes public?
Well, when it goes public, you can expect high level. You have to take inside the home and outside the home. And I'd prefer if you had a carry permit from the state you reside in, but I will make some exceptions. The NRA really wants to control it. It will be something that for a student who has really exhibited, you know, above and beyond training capabilities with inside the home and outside the home NRA courses, and us training counselors will select the students that are going to take the class and certify them in it. You're going to shoot a lot of ammo. This class is almost all range time and hardly any book time.
So this is not something for beginners. All right, well, say goodbye, Ann.
Goodbye, Sandy, and thank you for all of our listeners and support. If you're listening on iTunes, please go on and rate us. This week, we will be on BlackBerry also.
And even though Anthony hates it when I say this, it looks like you've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. This episode of Gun for Hire Radio has been brought to you by The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. By Lipstick Bodyguard, like having a personal bodyguard in your purse or pocket. By Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer. By Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's Urban Defense Institute for over 30 years. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Radio production. Our online technical director and webmaster is Jose, hey, who ate my chicharrones? Morales. Our art director is Matt the Yo-Yo Man Danchus. Our post-production engineer is John. You said there would be free beer, Massa. And our production assistant for this episode was Danielle, don't use my real name, Lawson. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, thanks for listening. And please, take a moment to rub it in the faces of all those anti-gunners by giving this episode an outstanding rating on iTunes and Zoom. See you next week.
We got the kind of power that only comes from taking back what's ours.